This is The 19. In 19 minutes or less, game-changing insights in healthcare from Orange Label, the leading response marketing agency for established brands that are driven by a fearless entrepreneurial mindset.
Hi there, this is Elise Strandberg, account strategist at Orange Label, and I'm today's host of The 19. Today we're going to be discussing the nuances of social media and the healthcare industry. Here are a few quick stats to kick off today's conversation. Did you know that 74% of internet users engage on social media, and that 80% of those internet users are specifically looking for health information, and nearly half are searching for information about a specific doctor or health professional? But out of the roughly 5,600 hospitals in the United States, only 1,500 are using a form of social media, which equates to approximately 26%. So knowing that patients and likely healthcare professionals are clearly engaging with social media, what are the hesitations of hospitals joining the world of social? There are two individuals at Orange Label who have extensive experience in healthcare and social media, and I invited them to join today's episode so that I could ask them a few questions. I'd like to introduce Michelle Regret, the agency's lead of Orange Social, our agency's social media division.
Hello.
And agency account supervisor Michelle Tor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For context, both Michelles have extensive background in social media strategy and management and have also led some of Orange Label's largest healthcare accounts. They've worked together for years and have become quite good friends as well. You'll notice that they like to get right to the point, and at times they may even have differing opinions. But in my opinion, it's what makes them such a great duo. And now one last minor detail, because both of my guests are named Michelle, I will be referring to Michelle Regret as MR and Michelle Tor as MT. So let's get started. First question is for MR. As the lead of Orange Social, how important do you think it is for brands to have a social presence these days?
It's relevant for all brands to have a presence on social media. I mean, all audiences are really there. It's kind of taken over the nature of the marketing industry.
Okay, well, kind of on that topic, I think that not just within the realm of Facebook, but I think there's a lot of people that just look at social media as a whole as being something that's casual and fun. So how does that perception play into brands such as hospitals that have more sensitive content, something that's maybe more clinical or wellness focused?
Sure. And that's a good question. All of our social media strategies start out with really defining the brand voice and personality, and that should really be executed on across all marketing platforms, but really on social media, because it's how your brand shows up if they were a person and what they would sound like, what their vibe would be. So we really bring that to life. So it doesn't have to be fun and playful, per your point. For hospitals, it can be clinical, but it still can be friendly. The whole point is just to clearly define the brand voice and message.
So on that note of Facebook being looked at as something that's, you know, has the stereotype of being just for college students, I also think that in general, there's some perceptions that social media is something that's more along the lines of being casual and fun. So where does a hospital brand that is, you know, distributing content that is more clinical and wellness focused have a place in that environment? Or is that perception also false?
Well, a part of the social media strategy is to define the brand voice and personality. So it doesn't all have to be fun and friendly. It can get to the point. It can educate. It can inform. And it can motivate to action. There's different purposes to social media. So it's not limited just to, you know, a friendly photo.
So, MT, switching over to you, you've worked with a lot of different hospital accounts. Does this topic of sensitive content ever come up, or are there other hesitations that you're hearing from clients about social media?
Most people don't want to talk about it. People are scared to talk about it. There's so many hesitations, and I think some of them do come from a place of fear. Fear of resources and being able to commit to it fully. Fear of what people will say about you. You know, at the hospital, there's so much room for things to go wrong from a health perspective when people's lives are at stake, and bad things do happen, and social media is a place where people go to share that. And that causes a lot of stress and anxiety for our healthcare clients, but that's such a small piece of the puzzle in reality. There's so much positive content out there from patients, from the community itself, and that the hospitals or a healthcare provider can proactively provide. So it needs to be at the forefront of the conversation, and it's not.
Okay. So when these hesitations or uncertainties come up from your clients, how do you address them or how do you kind of guide them through it?
Communication. It's all about a strategy of communication internally, externally. So like Michelle Ruggert was saying, it's all about the goal and objective. And that's true for, you know, if a scary comment comes online, how do you handle it? It's all about the proactive communication and alignment internally and how something like that's handled. So I think just being very clear and open in that type of communication, that opens up much more possibilities for social.
Got it. Okay. Strategies come up a couple of times. So MR, going back to you, keeping in mind some of the best practices that come into play with social media, what are the factors that go into building a social media strategy for a client like a hospital?
There's different components. I mean, as a basis, we like to check out their competitive landscape. So currently in the marketplace, what other healthcare providers, what other hospitals are there? We find out what their presence is online, what they're talking about, and assess that to really figure out where they fit into that market. There's also a lot, depending on the industry, specifically for healthcare, there's a lot to think about in terms of developing the content and what you have to say because of HIPAA laws. There's a lot of things that come into play versus just a retail brand. You really have to make sure that you're abiding by all of these things because it is a public platform. So making sure that the content is structured so that it does abide by those rules, but also is still engaging, is relevant, is educational. So all of those things that are part of a regular social media strategy, there's just an added layer for healthcare.
And I'd say, too, that the strategy also has to reflect the strategy that's in place for all other types of media and marketing. You know, if there are primary service lines that need to be promoted, that has a place on social. If there are events, if there are community wellness initiatives, community education, that's usually a core component of a communication strategy as a whole for a healthcare provider. And so ensuring all of those pieces are integrated and are present on social just as they would be in a newspaper, on the radio, on TV, or whatever it may be.
Yes, it all complements each other. Good point.
Okay, so considering all of the different pieces that go into a strategy from content to management, for the hospitals that are part of a bigger organization or a health system, do they have any efficiencies that can be shared amongst each other?
Yeah, there are some efficiencies when you think about, you know, a giant healthcare provider that has multiple hospitals. However, the one thing to consider is because a hospital is really your local provider, you want to make sure that you tailor your content, your information, specifically for that community and for that audience to make sure that it is still personable and it is relevant for, you know, the local seminars, the local events. Being present in the community is really important. So there's some ways that you can streamline it, but there really has to be a tailored strategy for that community.
Where efficiencies really can occur in two places. One is having a shared brand voice. Oftentimes, individual hospitals within a large system will all be connected in some way to that master brand. Sometimes that's not the case, and each local hospital may have an individual identity. Yet if there is something that's shared, having those brand standards shared across from a visual standpoint, the way the voice is used, it can make content development easier and faster. The other big thing is with software. So if you are using reporting tools or posting tools, administrative tools, things that come with a dollar value associated with them, it's much easier to afford those tools when you're spreading the cost across a variety of care sites.
There are different types of social media software that you can purchase. One, for example, is Simply Measured that we use a lot. And there you have multiple logins, so you can have a point person at each of the individual hospitals accessing the same information. There's a listening tool component in that, too, to make sure that you are responding and engaging in the right conversations with your specific community. There's a lot of ways that you can listen and monitor your channels organically, you know, just getting the push notifications to your phone. But that really got a lot smarter with these platforms, where you can hone in all of that information of what people are saying about you all in one place for your whole team to access.
Yeah, because what you may find is that on social media, your audience may or may not replicate what you believe your demographics to be. It could be the same, it could be different, but what you'll find for sure is what segment's engaging the most.
Exactly.
And that's your low-hanging fruit. That's the people to go after first from a direct response perspective and get those patients in the door.
Okay. So kind of switching gears a little bit, but going back to content, I understand that there's obviously a huge importance about being authentic within social media. You don't want to come off as being salesy or like you have an agenda with your content, to a certain extent at least. But I know within healthcare, there's a lot of rules and guidelines for hospitals around patient privacy or HIPAA. So how do you factor those pieces into your content strategy, knowing that you also still want to sound genuine and authentic?
Yes. So these days, user-generated content is one of, you know, a big portion of content that a lot of brands utilize, especially for retail-type brands. When we get into healthcare, that's a little bit different, so we hit a gray area. If you abide by all of the Instagram, Facebook privacy policies, technically, if you have a public profile, all of that information and content, photos, text, all of that is public. So you could repost that, which is why all these other brands are getting away with it when it's just a shoe or a t-shirt or something like that. When someone takes a photo on the campus of a hospital, that changes things. Technically, by Instagram, it's public. It's a public photo. It's public information. However, HIPAA says no. So you have to be careful with what you are posting. If anyone is in the background of that photo, if there is any name tag or anything like that, a simple something in the background of an image could break HIPAA violations. So you really have to be cautious in terms of user-generated content, which is unfortunate because that's a good pocket of content that really easily engages your audience and community, but you just have to be mindful of these things. And when you tag a patient, you're defining who they are. So you're publicly announcing that this individual is at this hospital. So there's a lot of gray area.
So staying on the topic of being real, a huge part of social media has become the customer service side. And knowing that you will have to deal with real posts from patients or family members of patients that are upset and may post a negative comment about their experience or about a physician, how do you address that on social media?
You stop, you listen, you breathe, and you don't react too quickly. Because that's a common mistake, not just in healthcare. I think in any brands, and I think in people's personal lives, is being too quick to react versus responding strategically. And that's where having a communication plan in place of knowing, okay, when a comment hits, you know, X tier, we need to involve these types of individuals. And that may be the actual nurse or physician in question, or someone from patient experience, someone from compliance, if it's necessary. If it's something small, maybe hiding it and deleting it quickly is an option. But again, it's just having that plan up front so that when those comments occur, you know the steps that have to be taken versus just reacting and freaking out every single time it happens, because it's gonna happen. It's just a reality of social, regardless of the type of industry you're in.
So we've talked a lot about the organic side of social media and the importance of hospitals joining in on the conversation, but what about the paid side of social media? So there's boosted posts, sponsored ads, ad campaigns. You see a lot of that from a retail standpoint. Does this play into a hospital's social media strategy?
I think it's still very important for any brand. I mean, really with the algorithms today on all social platforms, you really have to pay to play. So we do recommend boosting all content that's on your pages. There's different ways that you can supplement that. So if you had a specific event or community seminar that you were hosting, you could run an event response campaign to supplement that objective. So there are many, many different campaigns that you can run on Facebook, on Twitter, to increase engagement and to drive response to your specific objective. I think it complements your ongoing social strategy and ongoing content. So it's good to have both if budget allows.
Yeah, and there are some HIPAA concerns or just things to be aware of with paid campaigns, being that you can't target specific ailments or people who have those ailments. Mm-hmm. You can target people who are searching for that type of information, though. And when campaigns are structured from a lead gen perspective, so if people have to submit their name or email address, and if you're using a CRM system, you can integrate campaigns with a CRM in a way that allows you to actually track the patient's revenue that they generated and really see the true ROI, which is what a lot of hospital executives are really searching for these days. What's the value? What's my return? And give that to me not from a click or a like perspective, but from a dollar amount. And PPC campaigns is a way to do that. So if someone's hosting, let's say, you know, a vaccination clinic or a wellness clinic or flu shots or something of that nature, you can use a campaign and target based on someone's demographic. So their age, their family structure, income, things of that nature, which are more public, safer information to target. And then again, by capturing email addresses or event signups, that's what you can sync to that CRM system and again, get your ROI.
Great. Thank you. I have one last question before I wrap it up. And I think I do know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask both of you, do you believe then that healthcare brands have a role in the world of social media?
I think everyone has a role in the world of social media.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, after the conversations today, it's really relevant for all brands. Everyone and anyone is on social.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, they said it, and I agree. Healthcare brands should care more about social media. Social media is simply a reality in today's world. It's no longer a choice as to whether a brand wants to participate or not. As both Michelle said several times, social media has become part of the overall marketing strategy and even the media mix. It's not something that can be viewed as an add-on or a less important tactic of the marketing strategy. So at the end of every episode of The 19, we provide you with a key takeaway. We call it the sum up. Here's today's sum up. Social media may sound overwhelming or unnecessary to brands that view themselves as more formal or who have sensitive content, but the truth is that social media is a must if you want to reach people and truly connect. What was mentioned throughout the conversation is that the strategy is key. It's what will cause someone to follow you or unfollow you for that matter. And it is also what will set your healthcare brand apart from others. All that said, content is definitely not the easy step. There really are no shortcuts here. And with healthcare, content does have some boundaries with patient privacy, HIPAA, and opening the door for audiences to share their thoughts with comments and posts. But these are all factors that are addressed when a social media strategy is put together and led with an efficient management structure. Content is not a place to get hung up, and the hang-up is definitely not worth having your brand being viewed as irrelevant. If the goal is to remain innovative and state-of-the-art as a healthcare leader, it's important to consider how the world is viewing your brand from all angles, including social. To simply not participate in social media could be telling people you simply don't care, that you're dated, or you don't have any interesting content to share. Generations will continue to lean on social media as a source of content, news, and information, which is why their healthcare providers and local hospitals must be part of these conversations that are already occurring on social media. They have to generate content that connects with the community, educates, and motivates overall wellness. Because like we said, there's a clear place for healthcare and social media. Healthcare brands just need to start caring more. Thank you for listening to The 19, Healthcare for Social Media. If you have additional questions on this topic, please share them with us by visiting our website, orangelabeladvertising.com. And be sure to tune in for our next episode, The Digital Hippopotamus.
This was The 19, brought to you by Orange Label. If you're interested in more healthcare response marketing, visit our blog and subscribe to our content, where we share our response marketing expertise on current healthcare industry topics. Visit orangelabeladvertising.com for all the details.